Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As the insurance industry supports employers in navigating an increasingly competitive labor market, benefits offerings remain a critical tool for talent attraction and retention. According to LIMRA's 2025 BEAT study, while most workers express general satisfaction with their benefits, nearly one in five are dissatisfied, often due to confusion or unmet needs. These insights underscore the opportunity for insurers and benefits providers to not only broaden coverage options, but also improve education, engagement, and delivery. In a shifting workplace landscape, evolving how benefits are communicated and tailored will be key to helping clients meet rising employee expectations. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that is Kimberly Landry, Associate Research Director at LIMRA. Kim, welcome. It's so great to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Lori.
Kim, LIMRA's study shows that while many workers are satisfied with their benefits, one in five remain dissatisfied. What factors are driving that, and how can insurers and employers work together to close that gap?
So yeah, one of the biggest factors we see that's associated with benefit satisfaction is the overall number of insurance benefits that employees have available to them. Among employees who only have about 1 to 3 insurance benefits available, only 27% are satisfied with their benefits packages. Satisfaction rises very steadily as more benefits are added, up to 63% satisfied when 10 or more insurance benefits are offered. And what this tells us is that it's not just about having the core benefits available in place, such as medical and dental, the things everybody always thinks about first. As companies layer on non-medical and voluntary and supplemental offerings, all of that contributes to rising satisfaction. Another major factor impacting satisfaction is how well employees understand their benefits. So of employees who feel they don't understand their insurance benefits at all, only 18% are satisfied. And this rises to 73% among those who feel they understand their benefits extremely well. On a related note, we see that the quality of the benefits communication they receive from their employer impacts satisfaction. So for any companies looking to improve benefit satisfaction, I'd say the two places to start are to make sure they're offering a robust, comprehensive suite of benefits and to look at improving benefit communication to drive better understanding.
Well, as you just mentioned, the data highlights that there is a clear connection between employer understand. As you just discussed, the data highlights a clear connection between employee understanding and satisfaction. So what are the most effective strategies that insurers are using to help employers better educate their workforce about available benefits?
First, I'd say that multi-channel communication is really critically important. In our research, we looked at the different types of educational resources employees had available to learn about their benefits during their most recent open enrollment period, and we're able to cross that by how well they understand. We were hoping to find out which types of communication worked best for employees. But what the data told us is that it's not really about the specific type of communication methods used. It's about the variety. The more different types of educational resources an employee had available to them, the better their understanding. And we think the reason for that is because employees have different learning styles and they don't all absorb information in the same way. Not everyone uses email, not everyone will watch a video, and so on. So the more different channels an employer uses to convey that benefits information, the more likely they are to hit on something the employee will actually engage with. Also, the frequency of benefits communication is a big factor. Half of employees tell us that they only receive benefits information from their employers during the open enrollment period, but 73% say they would prefer to receive benefits communications either a few times or frequently throughout the year. And as you would expect, employees who receive more frequent communication seem to understand their benefits better.
According to the study, only 42% of employees say they receive total compensation statements, even though these tools significantly improve benefits understanding. Kim, how can the insurance industry support broader adoption of total compensation statements?
Well, first of all, we think adoption is actually broader than the 42% of employees who say they receive them. Other industry data suggests that about 61% of employers are providing these. So a lot of times this might actually be an awareness issue of employers making them available, but employees not knowing that they have them. Sometimes it's buried deep in like an HCM portal or something where employees don't know to go to look for it. So first, the industry can encourage employers to communicate about these better when they're available. Carriers might also lean into their partnerships with benefit and HRIS technology platforms to encourage these tech providers to promote these more when they have them on the platform, or possibly to build them if they aren't currently included. I think there's also a place for employer education and support here. So some of the employers that don't offer total compensation statements might not even be familiar with the concept. So explaining the value of providing these might make a difference. And then oftentimes, it's probably a resource issue as well. These would be very time-consuming to create by hand, and HR departments are already busy. So if the company does not already have a tech platform that can do this, then helping provide or steer them toward a resource that can help would be really valuable. There might be a role for the broker here as well in providing support for this.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
When you look across the benefits market, Kim, where do you see the biggest opportunities for growth in the market, and how can insurers meet evolving employee needs?
So we did this analysis where we looked at which benefits had the highest unmet demand. And but what we mean by that is which are the benefits that employees are most likely to both A, say that they really want, and B, also say that their employer is not currently providing to them. And a couple of interesting findings came out of this analysis. First, the highest unmet demand was actually for pension plans. Now, we know that employers have been pulling back on offering pensions for years now because of the financial liabilities involved, and we don't think that's going to change anytime soon. But this data is telling us that there's still a very strong desire amongst employees for guaranteed, predictable retirement income. So I would challenge the industry to think about whether there's another way we could meet that need in a way that works for both employers and employees. Maybe it's annuities, maybe it's a brand new product that hasn't been invented yet, but it's definitely something to think about. Now, after pensions, the other top unmet benefit needs were for a variety of supplemental health products, including things like critical illness, cancer insurance, hospital indemnity, and accident plans. And we also saw high unmet needs for things like emergency savings benefits, long-term care insurance, paid family or medical leave, and identity theft protection. So the notable thing about this is that almost all of these benefits can be offered on a voluntary basis with little to no cost to the employer. So this is really low-hanging fruit for employers that want to expand their benefit offerings. And as we noted already, offering a wider variety of benefits is likely to drive up satisfaction.
In-person and personalized education was ranked as far more helpful than common methods like email. What does this tell us about how insurers and benefits providers should rethink communication strategies in today's workplace?
Yeah, so we did a deep dive into how employees had received benefits information during their most recent open enrollment period, and we asked which communication methods were the most helpful to them out of the ones that they used. The top five most helpful resources were in-person one-on-one meetings, online or digital resources, in-person group meetings, interactive recommendation tools, and the option to speak with someone by phone. So notice that almost all of these are channels that allow employees to talk to someone or get advice. Three of them involve speaking with an actual human being, while interactive recommendation tools also provide advice or guidance in a digital format. So the only one of the top five that's not interactive is the online or digital content. And we're glad to see that employees are finding digital content to be helpful, since so much of benefits communication is moving in that direction. But the real takeaway here is that it's not enough to just put digital resources out there and call it a day. Sometimes employees are looking for guidance. They want to know how the benefits would apply to their own unique situation. And we as an industry need to give them an opportunity to ask those questions and to get personalized advice if they need it. Obviously, this is going to require different strategies depending on the size and type of the group. So for smaller companies where employees are mostly working on site, in-person education can still be very effective. But for very large groups, or for companies where employees are working remotely or they're very geographically dispersed, in-person meetings aren't always going to be an option. So in those cases, companies need to be thinking about phone support and virtual meetings, as well as those interactive decision support tools. And by the way, a critical part of that equation is making sure employees actually know that those options are available to them. Since in our research, we see a lot of indication that employees are often not aware of all of the available resources for learning about their benefits.
And Kim, looking ahead, how do you see employee expectations around benefits evolving? And what role can insurers play in helping employers meet those changing demands?
We think employees are going to expect a greater variety of benefit options in the future. When we look at employee perspectives on benefits by generation, we see that the older generations, and especially the baby boomers, they tend to be laser focused on a smaller group of core benefits, such as medical, dental, disability, and retirement plans. But the younger generations display broader interest in a much wider variety of benefits, and there's a lot more variation from person to person in terms of what people want. So to meet those more diverse needs, employers are going to have to offer more benefits overall. And employers see this trend coming. A recent employer study we conducted found that 57% of employers expect to offer more benefits in 5 years than they do today. And 83% think their company's employees are going to expect a wider variety of benefits in the future. So going forward, insurers will need to bring products to market to meet these expanding employee demands and make sure that their plans are flexible and not one size fits all. In addition, we think employee expectations are only going to rise in regard to the experience of using their benefits. And that's driven in part by the enhanced customer experience they're seeing in other aspects of their lives and other companies that they work with. So employees are going to want their benefits to be very easy to use, convenient, digitally enabled, and integrated with each other. And in fact, our research shows that a lot of digital benefit capabilities are more important to employees now than they were only 2 years ago, especially for things like online claim submission. So carriers need to stay focused on the customer experience and keep innovating on new ways to make the process easier for employees across the whole customer journey, from benefit education and enrollment all the way to claims.
Kim, this has been so interesting, so informative. It's been a pleasure. And I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
That was Kimberly Landry, Associate Research Director at LIMRA. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.